1450 KBMW.
All right, back here in the Radio Hut, Friday edition. Sunshine, I like you. 27 degrees. Every Friday, I got to talk with Brianna Koval, or my weekend just doesn't get going right. And so here she is. Good morning.
Good morning.
And don't forget, folks, tomorrow night, Spring Forward. Are you a fan of that? Do you like more light, or do you like life in the darkness?
You know, that's really, it's a really tough call.
I know.
I like the
debate rages on, yeah.
Right. The sunshine makes me feel better.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Me too.
You know, the darkness of the winter, seasonal effectiveness is real. It's become more real as I've gotten older.
Oh, yeah.
So the sunshine is great, but I also have a hard time sleeping at night if there's too much sun.
No, I get you.
So,
yeah.
So it's tough. Springing ahead is easier for me.
Me too.
Like, truly, it's easier for me to adjust when we lose that hour in the spring versus getting that extra one in the fall.
Well, the trade-off, like I said, you lose the hour, but you get more daylight.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm all for that.
I'm just all for it being warmer. That's what I'm looking forward to, is that I just want it to be nicer out.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been. It's been really great the past week or two. We've seen 90-ish percent of the snowpack is gone.
Yeah.
Most of the water has already drained away, which is great as well.
There's no ripe snow out there anymore. I'm not even seeing ripe snow.
There's a little bit. There's the piles in the shade.
Mm.
That's the only ripe
snow
we've
got.
Left.
Okay, I take that back, because we've got a pile here in the parking lot.
I know, and I have a little pile
that's
in my
pretty
yard,
ripe,
too,
yeah.
Right next to the deck that just doesn't get enough sun. So everything in that department's looking good. But again, false spring. That's what we're in right now.
Okay.
Don't believe it yet.
Okay.
Believe it in
when
another
can
few
we
weeks.
Start believing it?
I think in another few weeks.
See,
end of the month.
I'm with you there, because St. Patrick's Day, I'm kind of going, okay, it can be spring now.
Right.
You know, by that point.
Right. Well, and my birthday is that week. And normally that's when we would see the river cresting, at least when I was younger.
Okay.
Now, you know, in my later years, it's become later because we've had these delayed melts in the spring, which pushes that river cresting to the end of March into early April. But back in my early years, it was always the week of my birthday. We were always flooding then. So usually that's when we could say, yep, okay, this is okay spring. Maybe we'll get another storm. Maybe we won't, but it's going to melt right away. It's going to get better. Okay, cool. But we're still in early March right now.
Yeah.
And we're in state tournament season, which means it's going to have to
always.
Storm.
Yeah, always. Every
right.
year.
So next weekend might be our winter comeback, but it's only going to last for a day or two. And nobody really knows what's going to happen yet, but something's going to happen Friday into Saturday next week.
Okay.
Could be rain, could be snow, could be I don't know.
All right.
Yep, but
could
something's going to happen.
Could be dense fog, you know,
yep.
Anything.
Something's going to happen because there's a weather system that's going to move in. Nobody really knows how much snow, how much rain. Who knows? Who knows? We're still too far out to tell, but something's going to be on the radar for those 2 days.
Can we talk dates for a second, too? Like, you know, the summer storm preparedness thing. I know when they blow the tornado sirens and
yep.
That's
so,
in April, isn't it?
Yep, Severe Weather Preparedness Week. That is going to be in April.
Okay.
Usually we celebrate that like the third week in April.
Yeah.
So we can count on it being spring by then at least.
Okay.
However, I do recall it being canceled for a blizzard within recent years. I want to say within the last 5 or 6 years, we did have to cancel the tornado drill that day because of winter weather. Which was a rather odd thing.
That's a little strange, yeah.
But it happens. It happens.
It's where we live.
Yep, exactly. It just happens. But for this weekend, things look great. It's supposed to be like 65 degrees on Monday.
Isn't that crazy?
Yep. So, you know, put out your patio furniture, do whatever you want to do. But
just remember,
it could still
spring.
Snow.
Yeah, and you heard that term from Brianna.
Yep, so just keep that on the horizon. Next week, we are looking at some weather.
Right there with ripe snow, we've got fake spring. That's another Kovalism here.
False spring.
False spring.
False spring.
Another Kovalism I can put in my book.
Absolutely.
That's a good thing. And I love the month of April because I've got you in here almost constantly with all the recycling going on.
Yes, which is just around the corner.
Just around the corner. Price is still looking good. That's okay.
Yep, we're at 40 cents a pound right now. I don't have a price yet for April, so we'll hope that that holds steady or maybe goes up a little bit. That would be great. We have seen an uptick in people bringing their stuff in, which is nice, but it's also been nice out. Mm-hmm. So you've been piling that aluminum in your backyard or in the horse trailer or in your garage, and now that it's getting nice out, you want it out, mm-hmm. Which I totally understand. So we are open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 a.m. until 6, and Saturdays from 8 until noon, or you can hang on to that aluminum until April when you might get a better price. Hours would be the same, still Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays.
I've got a request from, I don't know if he's a friend, but an acquaintance. Got a bunch of old tires, wondering what he could do with those. This is on the Wilkin County side.
Yes.
What do you do with old tires, Brianna? Cole?
If you are a Wilkin County resident, you can bring your old tires to the recycling center and put them in the tire cage. We have that on the south side of the building.
All right.
Can't miss it. It's by all of our blue recycling bins. That is if you're a Wilkin County resident and you can put in 12 tires a day at no charge.
Okay. Now, so Craig, if you're listening to this, this is the answer to your question.
This is your opportunity. Yeah. If you are an out-of-county resident, there is a fee associated with that based on the type of tire, so you'd want to give me a call, mm-hmm. and I can kind of break that down for you. Phone number is 218-643-5815, and I can discuss specifics with you.
Is there anything you don't recycle over there? I swear, anything that people can toss out, you can make use of.
Well, we don't technically accept electronics.
That's so, right. Okay, yep. We've talked about that before,
yep.
too.
You can recycle your electronics, and then if you're a Wilkin County resident, you can bring in your receipt, mm-hmm. and we'll give you a rebate of $10 per device up to 5 per year, but we can't actually take those devices from you. However, later this year, we will be hosting an electronics recycling event for Wilkin County residents where you can bring in a TV or a screened device, so a computer monitor or something like that, and you can get rid of one free of charge, which is a huge savings because I don't know anywhere that takes them for free anymore.
That's true.
So
why is that a thing? I mean, why do so many people, it's like we can't accept the electronics portion of this?
Well, because there's different things within there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the precious metals, different types of chemicals, depending on what it is, all of these weird things that we can't take because they have to be handled by a specialist. Kind of like the household hazardous waste, where we don't take that directly. We have Ottertail County come in and assist us with that because they know how to handle that and they have the facility to take that stuff apart and get it sent out to where it needs to go to be recycled. Same thing with the electronics. There's so many different components in there. They have to be handled specially.
It's complicated. Let's just leave it at that.
Absolutely. Well, and there's, you know, huge fire risks with some of those if they have internal batteries and
sorts
of different
right.
things. So we just don't have the expertise to handle that. So we're going to have somebody come in and we're going to do a one-day event where those Wilkin County residents can bring in one screened device, TV or computer monitor, plus all of their other miscellaneous electronics, and then we can help you get rid of that.
All right.
So stay tuned. That'll be on Facebook, and it'll be on the Wilkin County website when we get that scheduled.
What are you doing the weekend? What do you got planned?
That's the sportsman's show.
I know. See, I thought I'd lead you down that
path.
Yeah, well,
it's
you
the
love
sportsman's show up
that.
In Fargo. So we'll go up there and hopefully try not to buy something. Some years it doesn't.
It's but, all about.
Archery in Castleton this weekend is also on the agenda.
Okay.
So we'll be up there on Sunday for that tournament. Most of the league is going to be there on Saturday. However, there's some scouting stuff happening in Fargo on Saturday that our boy is going to be at. So he's going to shoot on Sunday in Castleton.
You're going to be busy this weekend. Yeah.
It's going to be a real busy weekend.
Yeah, no lying around the house at the Colville residence.
No, well, and next weekend is the archery tournament in Wahpeton.
Yeah, that's
so
a biggie.
So if you know a local archer, come on out and see them next Saturday. They'll be shooting at the Wahpeton Middle School and Wahpeton Middle School. So that'll be a good time too. And
well,
that
good
goes
luck
all
to you.
Day,
good
Saturday
luck to your
week.
Guy.
Absolutely.
Good luck to your
good
guy.
Luck to everybody in the league.
Right. Absolutely.
We're at the tail end of the season, so state tournament's just around the corner. So everybody needs to, you know, you're either ready or you're not.
Right.
And most of the kids are ready.
Spring forward tomorrow night, Brianna Colville. Thank you so much for dropping by.
Absolutely.
Now I can get my weekend going the right way. Yes. We talk with Brianna every Friday here at this time. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
She was dressed to kill, I was in my boots. So I had to pick, pull the uptown tie.